Thank you. I appreciate your talk. A.W. Tozier said the single most important thing that we can have in our mind is our view of God. And I think you and Ron have both expressed that. And I certainly agree with his and your point. One thing that comes to mind, though, is regarding multiple sensory organ failure is, we all have a tendency for confirmatory bias. If we think we believe something, if we have theories, if we have ideas about what God's word means, as we read it, we tend to confirm our own biases. But it's important for us to really not create God in our image, as you've said, but to know him and change us to be like him. How do you think are some things that we could do to make sure we're not reading the Bible with a confirmatory bias to try to make God what we've always made him or what we always have thought he is rather than the true God? And maybe one, if you don't mind me offering one suggestion, I think the more we can read and learn and act in the ways of Jesus and make him the focal point of our preaching about how he lived his life, how he thought, how he acted day by day, we see what God is like. Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that you would know, that they would know thee, the only true and living God, and believe in Jesus Christ whom you've sent." So I think that's got to be one key, is God gave us the picture in Jesus. Now, when we become like him, obviously we know what God is. But do you have some other thoughts about how we can read the Bible, how we can learn of God, and avoid that confirmation bias of creating him in our image?
First of all, we have to believe there's truth. God is truth. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And we have to believe that there is such a thing called truth. If there is no truth, there is no God. And so we have to believe that there is truth, since there is a God, and we're going to have to come to understand what truth is. We do that by the hermeneutic that we practice. Are we being fair? Are we looking at the context, the immediate context, the larger context of the Bible? Are we practicing proper interpretation matters? We don't get to come to a passage and say, this is what it means to me. This is what the Bible has a meaning, and we can come to understand it. Paul said in Ephesians, I'm going to have to read it. Yeah.